Jason, for Flag Family Medium here with Ashton Safransky, guard for your MSUM Dragon women's basketball team. Ashton, a couple more overtime games this past weekend. You found a way to get that win in Concordia. A late call kind of went against you guys in Winona. But what can you take away from those two games with, you know, you're right there with a couple of teams that are pretty good down in the South Division.
Something I feel like we can take away is just showing ourselves how hard we can battle and we can win close games. And obviously we fell short against Winona, but I think just battling against good teams and playing all the way to the end and working hard and, yeah, mm-hmm. battling with tough teams.
I noticed you, as far as your stat line, it was kind of one of those games where you're out there doing what we see you do time and time again. And then all of a sudden, I look down at the stat sheet, you had 22 points on Saturday. And, you know, it's not necessarily like you can't score. Sometimes you're facilitating. Sometimes other players are kind of leading the way in scoring. Does it come down to games where maybe you're going to be more active offensively based on matchups? Is it based on what's needed, or is it kind of one of those things where it doesn't really matter, you're just doing whatever the team needs to win?
Honestly, I feel like a little bit of everything. Matchups are for sure a big key, and so I feel like maybe when I'm scoring a little bit less, just like finding teammates and mm-hmm. knowing an easier way to score than maybe forcing something. So I feel like just kind of like knowing the game and knowing the scout going mm-hmm. into it, and yeah, doing what's best for the team.
As a fellow guard back in my day, and not being of, you know, extra tall height, what is it about you and maybe even Aubrey Morrison a little bit too? We've got these shorter guards, and it seems like routinely you're up there on our rebounding list. I mean, I think you had 5 or 6 on Saturday. So is that just about watching the path of the ball, how it's coming off of the rim, or how are you able to get so many rebounds from the point guard position?
I mean, coach was on us all week. Winona and CSP have some really good guards that are also going in and rebound mm-hmm. really tough. So, yeah, I think just like drilling that all week in practice really implemented that in the game for us.
When you look at your season so far, you're kind of now in the second half of the season. We've made it past Christmas break. It's been a while since I had a chance to talk with you. When you look at your sophomore year now, obviously you had some things you wanted to work on in the off season. You get here, you start the season. When you had that Christmas break, did you kind of take a step back, maybe take a couple days off, and kind of think about things you really wanted to work on or improve upon in the second half of the season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think there's obviously always room for improvement, and I feel like Christmas break is a good opportunity to take advantage of that and come back. And I feel like we've, as a team, done well since Christmas mm-hmm. break. And so, yeah, just keeping that going.
I don't remember if you started playing high school ball when you were an 8th grader or a freshman, whatever it was, but you're constantly going on the court. Do you ever just stop? I mean, how much cardio are you doing? Is it all on the basketball court, or are you just constantly running around the house? I mean, your mom asked you to get you something downstairs, you're back up, down, and back a couple times?
Honestly, I feel like it's just like second nature. Mm-hmm. I just love to play, so taking advantage of every second I can get.
There you go. This weekend, a couple matchups, Augustana and Wayne State College coming to town. Obviously, we're going to be there for the Wayne State game. What's going to take to get a couple wins this weekend?
I think sticking to our game plan and honestly just playing together, working mm-hmm. hard, doing what we do best, and we'll get those wins in.
There you go. How nice has it been? I haven't had a chance to talk to you since she's been able to come back from injury. How nice is it to add Abby Berge to the rotation and kind of extend that rotation now with another good player? Kind of makes your depth on that along that bench a little bit better too, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. She makes such a big difference. She's such a impactful player, and just like also being happy for her to mm-hmm. have her back on the court, and she obviously is happy to be back.
Oh,
so,
of course.
Yeah, just having her do what she does best has been a blessing.
There you go. All right, well, Ashton, best of luck this week, and we'll be there Saturday covering all the action, so we'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
All right, it's Chase Timmon for Flag Family Media. We'll talk to you again soon.